I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In these difficult times, when we have to adhere to CDC guidelines for social distance, not to mention intercom corporate protocols preventing us from letting anybody inside the building, we are constantly striving to bring you the quality entertainment that you deserve. Which is why now, the Johnny Dare Morning Show has found a better way.
All you have to do is follow simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected. Two, take it outside.
Catch me outside.
Broadcasting live from a picnic table on the west lawn of the hermetically sealed Intercom Multiplex. We are taking it outside with the Johnny Dare Morning Show. With today's special guest appearing live this week at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, comedian and longtime friend of the show, Greg Warren. And now, here's your host, Johnny Dare.
Yes, here we are. We took it outside, and there's Mr. Greg Warren. So good to see you.
You too, man. This is pretty awesome.
Thank you for helping us perpetrate the great hoax of 2020.
I have never.
This seems so homeless.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Doesn't
man.
It feel homeless?
Yeah. You guys have good masks too, man.
Yeah. This is my mustache mask.
He's got a mustache mask, which looks real. Yeah. And then Nikki's got some sort of
ocean camo,
Navy SEAL.
I know, right?
Navy SEAL mask.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Something different.
I've been trying to get a Rocky Dennis mask. I'm not.
Oh
sure.
My god!
That's hilarious.
Haven't found one.
I'll tell you, sitting at a table like this, Greg, it takes me back to high. I feel like one of us has got weed.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the park near the school. We're gonna get a little high, then we're gonna go back. That's just the way it's gonna be, man.
This is like a perfect example of how Johnny.
What did I just die? I'm back.
There we go.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of how Johnny and I's high school experiences were different.
Yeah,
because I was like, I'm at a picnic table. I thought maybe I had like one of those like chocolate pudding. Johnny's like, I got some weed.
When I come by and I'm like, I mean, you guys cool if I hang?
Right. And she went to Catholic school.
Oh yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, I already got my boobs. Can I stick around? Yeah. Well, you were in school because you were a wrestler. You played. You also played in the band?
That
I mean, your dad was at the school, right?
Yeah, my dad was the coach.
Yeah.
He was my coach.
He's never stood a chance. You never stood a chance.
Not at all, man. He's doing all right. I got hacked last week, you know, where somebody got into my email and they sent this email out to all my contacts and it said, click on this invoice to see what you owe me. So it was like, I invoiced everybody, which, okay, 90% of the people in the world, if they get that, they're like, oh, right. He got hacked.
Yeah, sure.
Not my dad. Clicked right on. I'm sure he was like, oh, he's going to invoice me? Huh? I clothed and fed that kid for 18 years. I'll send him an invoice. I got to see this. This is good. This ought to be real good. My dad is whole computer's viruses, man. I went on one day, and it's just like 90 pop-up windows. He just thinks that's how it's supposed to be.
Right.
He's like, you know, you turn it on. You know, and then it takes 20 minutes to boot up. I'm like, no, that.
Oh, no.
You got to close 37 pop-ups.
Yeah.
The FBI is also looking into my. Yeah. My favorite is the, hey, I'm pretty sure this is you in the video. And I'm like, uh-huh. I'm not opening that.
For
many reasons.
I don't want to see it.
That's a terrible one to do with somebody over 40 years old because you're like, I don't want to look at me in any video anyways.
Uh-uh. Yeah. No. I'm like, how drunk was I when I did that to that?
Yeah.
No.
It's such a weird time. But I'm so glad you're, by the way, out on the road. You know, they are doing the shows. I'm really great. Comedy is back on the road again.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to ask you. Listen, by the way, just for you guys out there listening, they're going to follow along with this hoax thing you've been talking about. They're going to have to wear a mask, and you're going to have to be socially distant, but you will get to see a great comedian. Greg Warren is doing it tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. And he's doing one show tonight, two tomorrow night, two Saturday night.
Yeah, over at the Comedy Club.
Yeah, 103rd and State Line, man. Tonight, 7, then 7 to 9:30 Friday and Saturday night. They're doing two of those. So the traveling, man, you've been missing it?
I miss being around, like, just out in public. Just because, you know, and it's, most of it's annoyances, but like 3 weeks later, I'm like, okay, that's what my act, that should be part of my act. Like, I mean.
Observing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like a month before all this happened, I was in Philly and I'm in the train station, and believe it or not, like, there's actually good restaurants in the Philly train station.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there is. And so, like, they have this salad place, and it's like, you know, you go and you point to all the stuff you want, and there's one person. Mm-hmm. But she was like, she was singing. She was singing like a religious song, which is fine if it was a hamburger place, right? Because it's like, hey, I want this. She goes, makes the hamburger, sings by herself, and comes back.
Right.
But this was, she was singing in between ingredients. It was like, she was like, Jesus, Lord Jesus. What kind of lettuce you want? Jesus, Lord Jesus. First vegetable, Jesus, Lord Jesus. Second vegetable, Jesus. Salt and pepper, Jesus. I'm like, it was not.
I want that. I want that now.
Now
I miss that.
I know. That's, I know. I was annoyed, but then I was like, no, that's what we missed. You
yes.
know? And
yes.
I at the time I was like, this is a terrible song. Okay, you're not a bad singer, and I'm the one paying for the salad. I should at least be able to, you know, request a song.
Take me to Funky Town, goddammit.
Give me some romaine, give me some salmon, and give me Three Steps by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Come on, you know. And she was not a bad singer, Johnny. Like, she kind of...
Right.
But because of the ingredient nature... She couldn't go on with this. She kept resetting. You know, it's Jesus, Lord, Jesus. I was like, yeah, you mentioned him. Like, you know, but what did he do? It's got to ghost. Like, you say what you want about the devil, but when he went down to Georgia, it was interesting. You know, like, there was the fiddle contest.
He had a short but very full life, man.
Yeah. I was in. Yeah.
And your new comedy special, man, Where the Field Corn Grows.
Yeah. Your buddy is real.
Oh, my God. He's real.
I didn't know he was real.
Amish Adams real.
Right after I'm talking to John, who was kind enough to promote my special about farming, I get this Facebook message from Amish Adam.
Yeah, Green Acres.
I talked to him a few times.
And, he's real.
Yeah.
By the way, answer him fast. When he messages you, or you will get a nasty message.
Oh, God.
Is something wrong?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What the
hell? Hey, T, do you have the voicemail when I didn't call him back right away? Hold on. This is real. Like,
we love him.
Yeah, sure, he's a friend. But
you can tell he's a sweet guy.
But he lives out on a farm by himself. He gets mad. Go ahead.
Man, are you too good to talk to me? What the man? 8:30 Tuesday night. I got all kinds of like Amish stories, big cheese stories, cow fisting stories. God damn it. But I get it. You're busy doing whatever, I don't know what. Cool shit. Anyways, I just called to talk. I was driving somewhere, but I get it. Not good enough.
I got friends like that. And that was one day you're not calling back?
I swear to God, that's like a... It's like
hours.
That's like a chick. It's like a girl. You're like, hey. Don't come through the dog door, man. Yeah, he freaked me out a little.
I just think his interaction with the city folk, he's just not used to our speed.
Well, that's his thing. He always does that. He always does it. City. Okay, city. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry my milk was pasteurized. I'm so sorry.
The day you figured out that he was smoking cheese, because he mentioned fake cheese.
He's a fake cheese son of a bitch.
It's so delicious,
what
though.
Do you mean?
He buys store cheese, like at the Walmart, and then he just some smoked stuff on, and he comes here and sells it like he's country cheese.
Oh, like he's like he's Amish.
Yeah, that's where I go. And I'm like, you're selling. Once I realized, I go, this is not your cheese. This is store bought cheese that you put some smoke flavor. I go,
oh, that's so disappointing, man.
That's what I said.
It really bums me out.
It's pretty damn good cheese, though.
I bought some at Walmart for half the price. That's right.
That's like the Amish are known for milking.
Yes. That's like flipping over your Amish wicker chair and you're like, made in China.
You just butthurt on that for
all
at
we
least
did was
week.
Varnish it, Ezekiel.
I got to know, I think I told you, like, I kind of knew about those. I met a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
I was doing this special thing. Like,
yeah, they're a different breed. City's
yeah,
a,
yeah.
Everybody's city. Okay, city. Okay,
they were,
city.
They were kind.
Sorry about my circumcision, dick. Yeah.
They were incredibly kind, though.
Yes.
Like, they were,
yes.
Like, and sort of tolerant of my ignorance. Like, I call, they say weird stuff. You know what crop rotation is?
Only now because of him, yes. Yeah, you got to rotate the crops because of different nutrients.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, I didn't know. You can't put the same plant, the same crop on the same piece of land two seasons in a row because it's bad for the ground or whatever.
Right.
And I kind of knew, but I asked this guy, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, and he's like, oh, no, you don't go bean on bean. You do not go bean on bean. I'll tell you that right now. That's just that ain't farming. That ain't Christian. It ain't you don't go bean on bean, man. That's just that ain't you don't go bean on bean. And I asked, I go, well, like, does anybody? He goes, Yeah. Elmer down the road, it's a bean on bean on bean. It's a disgrace is what it is. I tell you what, it's embarrassment to the community. The fella ain't a farmer, I can tell you that. He probably don't rotate his tires or his undershirts. You do not go bean on bean. You do what you want. You do what you want, but you don't go bean on bean.
How did you end up even with the idea to do that with the farmers?
I just was doing a show, and mm-hmm. there was farmers in the crowd, and they just were making fun of me because I like how I didn't know anything.
That's
farmers.
Their thing, man. Like, you're like, I don't know what that machine is. They're like, you don't know.
You don't know.
Man, it's true.
One of the like some of the nicer ones.
Yeah.
Like, they would assume that I knew this guy.
Yeah.
We went to this farm up in Louisiana, Missouri, which is, you know, about an hour north of St. Louis. It's right on the river deltas.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like rich farming area. He had a big farm. And he takes me he takes me into the shed. And, you know, this machinery they have, it's like $600,000, one of those
combines. Oh, yeah.
So he's opening up the thing and starts telling me about the mechanics of it.
And
he's doing that thing where he's like, well, you know, Rudd. And I'm like, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to disappoint him.
Right.
Like, dude.
Oh, but as soon as you do, they're like,
dude, you see the bicycle in the corner? I couldn't explain how that works.
It's true.
He said something about a sieve. I'm like, yeah, you want to watch those. They leak, from what I understand.
Yeah. And I told you, you should have seen the anger and consternation in his face when I go, listen, it's not a combine. I go, it's combining things, right? So it's a combine. And he was like, no, it isn't. And I'm like, it is. It combines
things. Shut your mouth, Johnny Dare.
Swear to God. I'm like, so, you know.
You shut your mouth.
It's like, you know, how you make pancakes. You combine flour and milk. And,
yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I know. And I go, well, what does that do? He goes, I go, combine stuff. And he's like, don't you say it again, goddammit. I go, tell your friends, just watch your heads explode.
It ain't a combine, and you don't go bean on bean.
I had a thought today while I was out in the North 40. This thing just combines stuff, so it's a combine.
He would get hit over the head with some sort of wrench if you said that.
Oh, yeah.
At the feed store or whatever.
Seriously, man. Yeah. They're weird.
They're rich, though. A lot of these guys are rich,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, and they, I was learning, like, you're rich because of several generations, basically. Like, the way that you keep building this empire.
Well,
because
they don't spend a dime.
Really?
But yeah, that's how they get rich.
Yeah. I mean, some of the, yeah, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, also, They have to have children, at least one kid.
Oh, yes.
One kid has to like farming.
Well.
Or you got to sell to the neighbor.
Indentured servitude.
Yeah. And I met a couple of these guys like, yeah, man, it's over. The empire's over because he wants to be a doctor. He wants to move to New York, and she hates it. And I think it must make for like a weird, like, creepy neighbor situation, sort of hanging around. It's like, I heard your boy's afraid of farm animals, Fred. You ready to sell me those acres? He got bit by a goat, Mike, okay? And he's 9, and he cried. My boy to bit that goat right back and milked him right there on the spot. Your boy can't spell either.
It's so true. It's so goddamn true. Because Amish, he comes out to see and goes, man, and he's super proud. It's very nice. I had a bunch of deer at the land. So he's like, I brought you corn. I'm like, thank you. And he's there at the land about, he drives, it's an hour drive to come into town.
Yeah.
And he comes into the land, and then he gets phone calls. He goes, I got to go. I'm like, why? And he goes, I left a gate open. And he goes, my dad called. I left a gate open. I got to go shut it. I go, Why can't your dad just shut it? He's like, he ain't going to shut it. But that's it. He's like, I told you, it's livestock home syndrome. Yeah. He has to live there, man. He can't leave.
Livestock home syndrome. I can't get it for a second.
He cannot leave.
Brilliant.
His dad was like, seriously, he had to go home.
Yeah, that's what I learned. If you're hanging out with a bunch of farmers, one of their fly is down.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, man, your fly is down. Don't say, somebody forgot to shut the barn door. Damn it, Randy! I told you to shut that! That's our livelihood!
This is what happens when you get cable. I told you!
You get cable.
Livestock home syndrome. Why did you not tell me that before I recorded this special, man? Why didn't I talk to you 5 minutes before
right?
I would have 5 minutes before I went on stage, I would have found a way to put that. I would have called it livestock. That's great.
Dude,
man.
I can't wait to see the shows this weekend at Kansas City Comedy Club, man. It's going to be the Comedy Club of KC tonight, 103rd and State Line, 7 o'clock tomorrow, 7 and 9, Saturday, 7 and 9. And you know Amish is going to be there. You know Adam.
Oh, dude.
Well, unless someone leaves the gate open.
I sent him some stuff, man.
He said he was very nice.
Sent him a fish sandwich t-shirt. And,
made him really happy.
Yeah, and a CD. He's a real nice guy, man.
Yeah.
And they're doing. I talked. They're doing it right down there. I like. They got the social distancing.
Yeah, no, they got it, man. It's going to be great.
Cleaning solutions.
I've
been out 3 weeks, and everybody seems to be like, it's a pretty good situation. Most people are wearing their masks in, you know, they.
Yeah, that's it.
They'll take them off while they're drinking beer.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's right.
But, yeah, but
dude, just be. That's all you got. Yeah.
You don't want to see anybody close down. We were talking about this earlier. You don't want to see anybody close down again.
I mean,
owners or for selfishly us.
Yeah. That's what I'm always like. I'm like, hey, I really, I don't know how to explain this to you, but nobody's taking away any of your constitutional rights.
No.
I don't know where it says anywhere that you're allowed to go to Applebee's.
Yeah, like, I heard you say.
Yeah, but that's it. I'm like,
guys. I heard you say on the way in, you're like, they're going to shut down the Applebee's.
Yeah, and then you'll all be there like,
shut your mouth, Johnny.
Oh, I swear to God, during that time, I was just like, you do realize you're just mad because there's no one to serve you. That's what happened the first round. I go, ultimately, that's all that happened. They said, now this place is closed. They're like, God damn it, who am I going to poorly tip? You know? It's just awful. Awful people.
You I'm keep like, this up, you're looking at turning your back on $6 on a $100 tab.
That's true, man.
I think, though, I was listening to you like on the way in. I think, I'm wondering if we just, like, approached it. I don't know how you do it. I think maybe we approach it slightly different. You're just like, hey, man, let's not talk about what if we just tried it all? What if we all just try?
Give it a go.
Just try wearing the mask for 2 months and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, let's just give it a shot. And, you know, like you were saying, it's science. It's not and somebody's going to say, well, this. You might be right, man, but I bet you this is going to help. You know,
that's one of my best friends ended up almost ended up on a ventilator, and one of my other friends did, and luckily they both lived, and they're both alive, and they're going to be okay.
The odds, yeah.
But you know, I mean, it gets very real very fast when you see that. And here's the craziest thing: I'm going to tell everybody listening, from what I can tell, you're all right. All of you are right, but you have to understand that everybody else is right as well.
Yeah.
For some, it's nothing. For some, it's everything. For some, it's death. For some, it's my buddy Belshi, an MMA fighter, a fitness trainer, no secondary illness, damn near kicks the bucket, almost dies. My buddy Amaya, who's a cop, or was a cop, now he sells cop software. Dirty pig.
There's cop software?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the way they just digitally violate your civil rights. It's a fun thing they do.
He just told you something.
You know, I don't know. It's how they plant drugs on people. I don't know. It's he's a great cop. He was a great cop. He actually smacked another girl cop's ass and got in a lot of trouble. And he went on to do something else.
Oh yeah,
that's a whole other story.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, apparently not.
I don't know.
Apparently not. Like, I thought it was just we're all in the brotherhood. Woo.
This is Jake looks like an adult bat boy for the.
I know. Jake has a new shirt.
I like to. My wife likes to say I dress like a 12-year-old boy.
He does.
Like,
oh, you look like an adult.
Tell him about your new shirt.
On her than me.
What's your new shirt say? No, your new shirt you just ordered.
Oh, my new shirt says I like baseball and maybe two or three people.
Yeah, I like it. That's I like it, man. Yeah.
Can I just say, from some of Greg's comedy bits, one of them really hit home with me. He does a bit about going to fast food now, and when you go there, the manager's like 15 years old.
Oh.
And this, I haven't even told you this story yet, and you'll appreciate this. I went to a restaurant in Lee Summit, and I'm not going to say where, but I went to a restaurant and had a complaint about something with our food that they gave me out the fast food window. So I went and was kind of letting the girl have it. Not crazy, but letting her have it. And I said, I'd like to speak to the manager, please. Like, can somebody
Karen.
Come help me?
Oh, Karen.
Well, because the girl just, she wasn't going to help. And the manager comes out to the window, and it's a kid that Jackson goes, that my son goes to school with. Oh, so man. That means.
So it's real, man.
He's 17.
Yeah.
Can I talk to your manager?
Yeah.
And how old was the lady, though?
Oh, the girl
was she older?
Oh, yeah. She's probably like 50.
Yeah.
I wasn't even letting her have it. I just was like, hey,
what was she doing? I'm terrified of asking for a manager at a food place because I just know they're all like, the guy wants to see a manager.
Yeah. No, they had given me the entire wrong bag of food. It wasn't any of the mm-hmm. food that I ordered.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey, this is somebody else's food, and now I've touched it, and you've touched like,
and so she wasn't
going to
fix
it? She wasn't having it. She wasn't going to fix any of it. She's like, well, it's more food than you ordered. Just take it. And I'm like, but it goes back to people not taking it seriously. And then I said, just, is there somebody in charge? Is there a manager? Like, somebody I can talk to. Let's figure this out or whatever. And the kid comes out, and I swear to God.
Hey, my name's Kevin. I heard you. Oh, my God, it's Jackson's dad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they do that, man.
We would go get our regional supervisor, but his mom said he had too much homework. He can't come in.
Dude, it's brutal. It's brutal, man. I just stare at him. I go, okay, I just take it. Anymore, I just take it, and I drive away. I just I don't care.
Yeah, I just eat
whatever food goes in the bag. I go, that's fine. My every priority's changed in the last 7 months. Everything.
Even the way I get road rage. I now double barrel low. Instead of double barreling somebody while you're driving high, I'm like, just go low.
You know,
don't cause a commotion.
That's so, it has made me a little better person.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still terrible on the inside. But,
sure.
That's not
but I'm like, well, what am I going to complain about now? Like, I've gotten stuff from Amazon. I'm like, early on when it was like, I'm not going to go send this back because they got it wrong. Or they misshipped something. I didn't get it. I'm like, what? So what, man? People are dying.
No, dude. I now do a weird thing. I try to shame people with a thumbs down. Like, if I'm road raging, I'll make sure I catch right. I go,
way more effective. Way more effective.
Like this.
That's
going to
make me laugh if you dumb down.
No, I think it would be way more effective than me. I'd be like, yeah, I'm a bad guy.
It feels less aggressive than the flip off. I want to fight. I'm just like, I disapprove of you.
I got flipped off yesterday going to Jack Stack, and I. I did.
Why?
And
why?
I completely deserved it, man. I just caught this guy. I just didn't see him. And I caught him, and he's just laying on the horn for a good minute and a half. And he was flipping me off, and I just raised my hand like I didn't.
That's what I do.
I didn't want to know what to say. I wanted to get out of the car and be like, you're right, you know. But if I got out of the car, I think I want to fight him or something and shoot me. But I'm a bad driver. Like, I've hit a lot of stuff. I pay a lot for insurance. And I deserve it. And but I feel like I want more for my insurance company. Like for instance, like they say they're going to give you a card. You know, I was like, hey, stop calling it a card, man. It's a piece of paper. Like it's $2,500 I gave you guys last year. You can send me a card. You can at least laminate the paper. I mean, the library laminates their paper. I don't think the whole library system made $2,500 last year. They don't send you a card. They send me a piece of paper, and it's got a dotted line on it with a picture of the scissors. No.
I'm going to be so unsatisfied.
Not for $2,500. You cut it. And if I do cut it, I'm not cutting on that stupid line. I'll cut whatever shape comes. The cop's going to be like, can I see your insurance swan? Is that a swan? Is that what that is? And do you remember when you would get a card?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like, no. It was a piece of plastic. How did I get a free Pepsi Generation card when I was a kid that was an inch thick, and you can't give me that?
You've ruined it for me now.
Now
it's going to be ruined for me.
I felt like a man when I had an insurance card. Like, boom, I'm covered. You get pulled over, I'm covered. Now I got to unfold a piece. I feel like a fourth grade girl with a cootie catcher or something, you know, B L U E, pick a color.
How do you do without sports, man? Are you weirded out about the whole sports thing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like Jake. I'm insane about baseball. So I know. I'm really happy for the last, you know.
There's something going on at least.
Yeah. Although I was like craving baseball, so into it. And the Cardinals have had two bad games, and I'm like, you bums, I don't want to watch you.
Hope you get COVID, you stupid dicks.
I miss it quite a bit. Yeah. They had some wrestling, this down in Texas. They put together like a card of wrestling.
I can't believe that. Yeah, to me, that's so close contact. Yeah. Like, obviously, everybody gets tested prior to it.
It was very limited. It was like six matches. They quarantined them and they tested them.
Man, dig this. How would you like to be from Kansas City? The last good thing that happened to us, we won a Super Bowl at the beginning of the year, and now we're staring down the barrel of this gun, and we're like, are you kidding me? We won a Super Bowl. Now they're calling the year off, maybe? Yeah. Like, they don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, how all of our lives we waited to have a Patrick Mahomes.
I know.
To have a Super Bowl. We get it. And then this.
Yeah, that's.
I know. That makes me want to sock somebody when they call it a hoax. I'm like, you realize what's been taken from a city?
You took away the NFL.
And I'm not even a big sports guy, but.
I was happy for you guys, man. You know, that was pretty awesome.
But, you know what? Speaking of that, let me stay with us. Let me grab Mr. Lysak. He is brought to you by Worth Harley-Davidson. If you've been thinking about buying a new or pre-owned motorcycle, check out that entire inventory at WorthHarley-Davidson.com. Worth Harley-Davidson, I-29, south of the airport.
Oh, yeah. The Johnny Dare Morning Show presents Sports in Your Shorts with Leif Lysak.
Super honky.
Get funky now.
Super honky.
With the sports.
Super honky.
Get funky now.
Super honky.
Ooh, Lord.
Mr. Lysak, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's great to hear you guys laughing this morning and having a good time. It's kind of like a picnic out there or something, huh?
This is. We're taking it outside. It's nice. We're sitting at a very cheap, somewhat sun-warped green plastic picnic table.
Recently wiped off, though, by Jake.
Yeah, Jake came out and did a very nice job on it.
Beautiful.
He's got a career ahead of him clearing tables.
We're going to see the manager.
Yeah. He's that old bastard.
Either fix my order or my son kicks your ass in gym tomorrow.
Drew and I were staying at a budget motel this week down in Columbia, and so the lady said, you know, we have free breakfast, but now it's a grab and go breakfast. So you fill out this little form at night, and in the morning you come pick it up. We'll have it all bagged up for you.
Nice.
So I mean, I get it. I mean, there's not a lot of choices. It's a bagel, it's a banana, it's some cereal. Okay, what else do you need? I literally, when I picked up the bag, I take it back to the room. There's no bagel in it. Okay, so that was kind of, that's the staple of the breakfast bag. So there's no bagel in it. So I went back and she gave me the bagel. I go back to get my cereal. There's no silverware in there. Okay, or no plasticware. And so I got to go back and ask her for the plastic. I'm not complaining, but I would think that the two things that you might put in the bag would be the thing that you want to eat and something to eat it with, right? Is that too much?
Oh, by the time you came back the second time, that chick's like, look, I work at a hotel. I hate you.
Jesus,
I hate you so much. Whatever your name is, and I'll never remember because I don't care enough to memorize it. You know, they're like, God damn this guy.
He is a pain.
Yeah. No, see what I do? You know me, I don't complain about food. I'm too paranoid. I'm too freaked out about it, man.
Smart.
You're smart.
Hello, AT&T. AT&T just pulled up outside, man.
Hey, oh, they're fans, man. Yeah. They're fans.
Yeah.
I thought we were under surveillance, man.
Says we're not.
Keep an eye on those boys.
Yeah. So what's going to happen with the NFL? Have they got anything else?
Well, the Chiefs are going to open defense of their championship without their starting running back. Damian Williams has decided to opt out of the season due to concerns over coronavirus. He's the second Chiefs starter to announce he's going to miss the season. Lauren Duvernay-Tardif, the Chiefs' offensive lineman, announced he's going to miss the season. The new doctor is going to work in the medical world as an orderly. So the players considered high risk for COVID can earn $350,000 if they choose to opt out and not play in the season. Players without the risk, who just don't feel right about playing, get $150,000.
But how much are they turning down if they don't?
Well,
if they,
you know, I mean, you know,
if you'd have played, like, what would you have made?
Couple million.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for playing along with this giant hoax, everyone. Like, every time I hear someone say it, I go, you don't see the rest. Like, they're shutting down industry. Like, we're losing millions, trillions.
Is that true what you said about Vietnam?
Yeah, we have tripled the lives we lost in Vietnam. In 7 months, we tripled the total deaths in the on and off the battlefield.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just, but, you know, some people just, it makes them feel better to pretend the world's not real. You know what I mean? Same people, hey, listen, my mom smokes still. You know, I'm like, yeah, you had a stroke, massive stroke, just smoking. She's like, the doctor said it wasn't necessarily the smoking. I'm like, all right. Do what you gotta do, Ma. Like, I mean, yes, I imagine there is some infinitesimal chance that your arteries were going to occlude 198% on either side of your neck, giving you a massive stroke, but it had nothing to do with 2 packs a day, Ma.
He said it could have been apples. I ate a lot of apples.
So I go, you know, I'm used to this kind of rhetoric in my own house. So, but going out in the world and hearing it, I'm like, yeah, you clearly related to me in some fashion.
The Royals will finish up in Detroit tonight. They head to Kansas City for the home opener tomorrow. Last night they blew a 4-0 lead, lost 5-4. Your Cards were shut out, by the way, by the Twins.
I'm aware of that.
3-0. NASCAR back in action this weekend in New Hampshire. And this goes back to your point about the insurance card. You know, as a young man, you look forward to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Man. It was the closest thing you could get to Playboy in my day and still be under the age of like 18. You know, you get it in the mailbox and you take it to school, and you know, there was Cheryl Teagues in a fishnet bathing suit.
Remember that exact picture.
Exactly. You know what? Now that swimsuit issue is online, and maybe only. I don't know if you can even buy Sports Illustrated swimsuit on the newsstand, but now it's online only. What? You can't print me the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue and send it to my mailbox like I got it 30 years ago? I got to look at this stuff online?
Different. Hey, Grandpa, different. We jerk off to the Internet now.
Yeah. No.
Right? Just so you know.
Just
so you know,
internet.
there's some other stuff online also.
Yeah, right? I know.
I'm going to go.
Pornhub, my friend.
The Ford and just drive to the store.
Just put in bean on bean when you hit Pornhub.
There's some kid that's got a joke. It's not mine, but this kid, it's one of my friends. He goes, yeah, man, these kids got it today, man. They got a great. When I was a kid, if I wanted to look at a woman and masturbate, I had to get the Sears catalog. These guys today, man. They got the internet. They can go to Sears.com. It's not my joke. I wish I know whose joke it was. It's some kid's joke, and I wish I knew because it's one of my favorite jokes.
That's a great double tap.
That's beautiful. Hey, you guys are up to a great start this morning. Love hearing you. I'll see you tomorrow. Sports My Shorts, I'm Lee Fleissig for the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
All right, guys. Don't forget, Greg Warren, man, it's finally opening up again. I will tell you, you're going to have to wear a mask. It's tonight, 7 o'clock, 7 and 9:30, Friday and Saturday. Of course, when you're drinking, you can take it off. But the most important thing is comedy is back. Come out, be a part of it, enjoy yourself. Also, Greg has informed us he has just had a COVID test, so he won't be giving it to anybody.
Yeah, in case that was the thing that was keeping some of you ladies away. I'm COVID free as of I test on Monday. So
I had this weird think about that. I was talking to another friend yesterday who he goes, do you think women are flirting more now that this is happening like this? And I go, no, I think you're wearing a mask and they can only see half your face, and that improves it by a lot. Like a lot. And he's serious. He goes, I'm getting flirted with a lot. Like he goes, I got flirted with at the equipment place. I got flirted with at the grocery store. I got flirted with. And I can say it's Biggie. It doesn't matter. Uh-huh. And he's a big, muscly guy. Yeah. And he's a nice looking guy.
Okay.
But he's like, I go, no, I go, you have okay eyes. Like, you know,
right.
That you say less without the mask or with the mask point, on, man. And that makes you way more attractive when you don't talk.
And you can't see her disdain looking at you. That's what I don't understand. He thinks it's flirting. She's probably just like, ugh, underneath that, but you can't see it.
He thinks she wants it.
Yeah. Listen, Nikki, I've been able to pick up pretty well on disdain from women.
Yeah. I speak it fluently. Rejection is like a second language to me. Yeah. But it just makes me, because you know, he's the guy that can't put something in something else without making it sexual. Okay. You know what I mean? He'll be filling the lawnmower, and he's like, take it all. You want it? Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 you can take it. You try. Just try open, relax, and
I know
let it happen.
That guy.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, you're putting soup in your kid's bowl. Maybe you stop talking about this right now. But he can't not do it.
I know that dude, man. Yeah. That guy, just leave it alone, man.
Yeah. Big E, he's a treat. He's a pleasure to be around all times,
that's
man.
That's like that guy in, remember the guy in Slapshots? That's the guy that just grosses everybody
yes.
out.
Yes, yes,
yes. Here's to all the women in FLA. I met this broad at Palm Oasis. Nipples as hard as little rocks rubbing up again. Everybody's like, come on.
The Canadian guy's like, Morrissey make me sick when he speak.
Yeah. No, we all have that friend. We just look at me and go, what in the hell is wrong with you, man? Dude, T will come up with, and T now is on conspiracies. Like, he's been hit. T, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Every day, I feel like you come in. What were you telling me yesterday you found out? You figured out. You had broken down on the internet, and you had opened up the code to understanding.
The Black Eye Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Black Eye. At first, I thought you said the Black Guy Club. I go, no, it's BLM. That's a totally different thing. Now, you said the Black Eye Club.
Yes.
And what is the black? If you see somebody.
Yeah, a celebrity. Celebrities and stuff now that are becoming part of the Illuminati and that stuff, they're going to have their left eye will be blackened. Okay? They'll have a black eye.
You're
now, here's the thing. It's because.
No, he's serious. Anybody listening, this is not the setup to a joke.
No.
I'm listening. Like I think he might have something.
The theory behind it is because to be one of the top people in the Illuminati, you have to be able to eat your own pain and to move past it. So you get punched in the left eye. Also, the left eye is also, if you think about on the all-seeing eye on the top of the dollar, which
is that a left eye?
It is a left eye.
How's it a left eye? It's just an eye.
It's because if you look close enough at the corners and stuff, how that the eye is made, you can see.
It's an eye.
Yeah, it's an eye.
Eyes are symmetrical. Your left eye, your right, it's the same shape, man. There's no shape difference.
The corners, because it's here. Yeah, your outside corner is a little bit smaller than your inside corner.
Now you're just being racist.
What?
No.
Can I ask a stupid question? Is it punch you in the eye, black eye, or is it your actual eyeball, or is it a variation?
It's a black eye. You get punched in the face, in the eye,
and that gets you in the Illuminati.
That is the part that they do for the celebrities do to be higher ups in the Illuminati, and that's their part of their initiation. They're eating their pain.
Why wouldn't they do something that wouldn't be visible to the public if they're a secret society? Why wouldn't they like cut their leg or? You know,
something to their torso that you don't
push something in their pee hole, whatever.
Well, because the thing is, they keep it.
But it's supposed to be secret,
right? But they keep it kind of like, because here's the thing: it's like people get black eyes all the time, and it's like if you notice a celebrity that goes on TV and says something really.
20 years I've been with you, never seen you with a black eye.
I have had a black eye before, but no, I'm saying, because if you watch like. They always have a lame excuse. Oh, I fell. A door hit me.
I joined a secret society.
No, I mean, watch.
Does that connect to anything else that's happening today? Like QAnon, or does it connect to the people who eat the children in the pizza place?
The people that they're eating the children and stuff, it's all part of the Illuminati is part of this part is that they're talking about that they're a part of the child predator ring and that stuff. Because if you just, a few days back,
they
a
call
picture,
them Illuminati hotties.
A picture came out, Tom Hanks and that stuff, they had a black eye. In the picture with him was Oprah Winfrey and her friend that's always with her,
Gail.
And now, if you look close to the picture, he's holding a piece of paper that says, I cannot talk about this. Plus,
what about Oprah?
Hold on. If you look behind him, there's a clock that has hot dogs on it.
Come on.
No, there really is. Look at the picture. There is. You see in the background. And plus, here's the thing.
And what does that mean?
Well, okay, the hot dogs was part of the coat and stuff because you had pizza was young girls and you had hot dogs which was boys I got it written down at home because there's just so many different things. But no, here's the thing:
child molesters and cannibals, they seem to be very childish with their descriptors.
Because the thing is, when they talk about stuff like that, you're not going to expect that. You're going to expect them to do something a little more, adult-like, I guess.
Like when we were in high school and you'd want to buy mushrooms from somebody and you'd go, the pizza, does it have any shrooms on it? Do you have any shrooms?
That's right.
Yeah, did you mow the grass today? How much grass did you mow?
Is that what those guys meant?
I know, right? Now,
here's the other part, too. We're going back to Tom Hanks.
Tell me about Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, you know, he said he had the COVID and was stuck in Australia.
I think we all know he did.
Yeah, he was like the first.
Well.
For celebrities.
So they say these things. That's when everything started coming out, and they were getting ready to arrest Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, Epstein's female friend.
He had COVID 3 months ago.
And about 3 months ago is when they switched the attorney general, or not the attorney general, but the prosecuting attorneys.
How does that connect to Tom Hanks?
Okay, Tom Hanks comes back, gets this stuff. Him and his wife, conveniently, and now when the list is about ready to be put out, are now Greek citizens. Okay, they moved to Greece. They are no longer U.S. citizens, so they moved over there to avoid being brought back because they won't be extradited. What?
You know, that's not a non-extradition country. It's an extradition country. Greece will send criminals back to us.
Yeah, but you see, a celebrity criminal like Tom Hanks and that kind of stuff, they're going to see Tom Hanks and the name, and they're just like, they've got Tom Hanks. His whole family is now Greek citizens, okay? It's not just him and wife. His kids came over also. And also, you know, who else was on the list? Ellen DeGeneres. She was on the list also. And conveniently, her show is off the air, you know, there's a shutdown because of supposedly there's been things going on backstage. If you look close, when she's doing her little video, when she's crying, is like a week or two ago, she's got you can kind of see an ankle bracelet on her leg.
What does the ankle bracelet have to do with anything?
Because they got grabbed hold of her. And that's why the show, because she's on the list.
An ankle bracelet? What is ankle bracelet?
Because they're keeping track of her at her house.
You mean she a low jack?
Yeah, the ankle bracelet.
Who's keeping track of her with a low jack?
The government. There's going to be a bit. The list is going to be published here really soon.
I really wish.
No, there really is a list. Because, I mean, the whole Epstein thing. We're going to find out how many people and stuff that it goes really deep.
Yes.
I mean, you're
going to be the one to prove it, I believe.
I appreciate you keeping us informed and breaking the code for us, because otherwise I would have gone this entire day and not believed one word of that.
He's got, like, if you went into his house, does he have, like, the
foil?
The chart with all the arrows going.
Oh, with the strings? Yeah, the strings connecting everybody. Sure.
The criminals. Yes.
You're a delight, my friend. And you must have made many, many new friends on the internet just learning about this.
I've made a few. There's a group down the white rabbit hole.
Yes.
In that, so.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for that. I got to go back upstairs because I know we have a.
How much time we got? We got about 10 minutes.
All right, we got Steve-O, so we got a bail out.
Oh, nice, man.
Man, Comedy Club of KC, Greg Warren, don't forget to check out his brand new special, man, Where the Field Corn Grows on all the digital platforms. Check out Hit Him With Your Flute, One Star Wonder. Go across, flute your flute, Greg, as I'm just telling you. It'll be great to see you this weekend.
This is awesome, man.
I'm around all weekend. I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, man.
So let me know if you want to grab some barbecue, if you want to come out to Disgrace Land.
Yes.
I can get Amish Adam out there, and he'll hold your hand. He'll walk with you. He'll take you out on his combine if you'd like it.
Why do you do that to him, man? You're going to piss him off.
Dude, you have no idea. I'll get his text. He's like, oh, man, it's raining. And I'm like, I'm so happy for you. He's like, and then, I have no idea why anybody, I still to this day, and it's obvious that farming is an honorable, incredible profession. It's amazing.
I eat a lot of their stuff.
Yeah. Greg Warren, don't miss him. Comedy Club of KC, 103rd and State Line tonight, 7 o'clock, man. It's good to see you, my friend.
Thank you very much. This was awesome, man.
The great Greg Warren, man.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock. Kansas City's rock station is KQRC Leavenworth. A radio.com station.
Powered by Kansas Speedway.
98.9 The Rock.
98.9 The Rock. Broadcasting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.